real pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Damn it, I know what they mean now when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. At first, I thought it was a catchy slogan, but like the Timbe Mutombo say, no, 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 not today. Sin City is real, y'all. I am a believer who now know that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's actually the short slogan. The long slogan is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas because your money ain't going no damn where. It's now in the relocation program. These casinos will spit you out like a bounce check at the Bunny Ranch. I feel like Marion Barry this morning. These slots set me up. Charles Simmerday, I'm no gambler, but last night I was like Fred Willard. I tried my hand. Oh, wait.
I got it.
And I lost poor Siri on my iPhone at the crap table.
What?
I lost Siri, Sybil. No more what can I help you with because her ass is gone. Her new home is Vegas. Ain't that some shiggity? When I got here, I had an iPhone 5, a little money, and some self-esteem. Now I have an iPhone 4, no money, and my self-esteem is lower than Jimmy Hoffa. I saw a guy on my flight holding up a sign in front of one of the casinos. I was like, damn, you too? Tom Simmerday, when you see somebody trying to stick their EBT card in the slot machine, it's time to save yourself. I called George Wallace and asked him, can he lend me a couple of $100 since he's the new Mr. Vegas and all.
Yeah.
And you know what that limo tint black Wayne Newton mofo told me?
What?
Hell no. I'll give you a little time on my show. And after I finished performing, he gave me I'll be thinking Kango. So now I'm still broke, but I'll be thinking I'm going to kick George's ass. I'm pissed, y'all. And speaking of Lil Scrappy, did y'all hear the little story about Lil Scrappy getting his little ass locked up because he refused to take a little leak? I'm putting him on my list. All he had to do was pee to be free. Are you shiggity-ing me? I would have been peeing so much, you'd have thought I was R. Kelly singing TLC's Waterfall. Y'all see little Scrappy Mama Mama D with T-shirts that said Free Scrappy?
Yes.
If she had pee Scrappy shirts, his ass would be free.
Yes.
Now, Sybil, I'm no P.I. But I know why he refused to take a urine test.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. His pee must have been cloudy with a chance of eight balls. Jay, I'm coming your way. Yes, indeed. I'm walking.